では、we will talk more about your activities. So, now you are working at the Uni Heights as a librarian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So could you explain about your work at Uni Heights? Uni Heights is very fantastic, a bit not strange, but a bit unique yeah. High school, I see.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll say a few words about the high school. Mm. So we are a laboratory high school, and we're one of three in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. So there's one in Bloomington Normal. There's one in Chicago, in Hyde Park, and then there's us. And we all run on different models.
Oh.
So some lab schools are private, but we actually happen to be a public laboratory school. So that means that there is no real like tuition in order to get in, but it is a admission-based school nonetheless, so you have to apply. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we are a small school. We have about 360 students, but unlike a lot of other high schools, we have 5 grades instead of just 4.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, most high schools in the U.S. have only 4 grades, so freshmen, sophomore, junior, and senior. So ranging from ages about 14, 15 to about 17, 18. But Uni High, we start admitting students when they would have been in 8th grade. Or sometimes as young as 7th grade. So what you have is 12, 13-year-olds all the way up to, like, 17, 18-year-olds. So it's a wider age gap than a lot of high schools. And we're a really supportive community. We have little eccentricities. So, for instance, we have our open locker. Not policy, but just tradition. So students will just leave their lockers open in the hallway. So there's trust that no other student's going to come and steal their stuff, and usually they don't. I think we've had one theft in, like, 10 years of, like, constantly students just leaving their lockers open. So that presents some unique challenges, though, for me as a librarian. So especially in terms of the age gap spread, I have to find books that will appeal to, like, 12-year-olds, like middle schoolers, as well as for older teens as well. Especially a lot of them, they are really, they're really smart, bright students. But that doesn't really mean that they're going to want to read something that's too advanced, right? Or, like, especially in terms of tone or topic. So, like, middle schoolers, they'll still, they love Harry Potter, and they want to pick up the Harry Potter book. So just trying to think about that as I'm developing the collection.
Any surprise that the locker, you said about the locker, the no key? Indeed, no key?
Yeah, no, just open.
Open.
Yeah, they just leave them open.
Oh.
All their stuff's everywhere.
The way I visit Uni High, the locker, every locker very clean, but now probably more students use it, and all locker open.
Yeah, I guess when you came, the school and started.
Yeah, so very different from
now. Yeah, it was very different right now.
And then, could you explain more about your activities in the library?
And of course.
Dragon?
Oh! Yeah, we're the dragon's lair. That's what we call the library. We're the dragon's lair. And we have all different sorts of programming. So we have programming that's really fun and kind of light. So we had an escape room. Have you ever done an escape room?
Escape room?
Yeah. We had an escape room within the library where you had to escape the back section. And we'll have, like, different themes. So, for instance, Uni High used to be a hospital. It's like a 100-year-old school. But before it was a school, it used to be a veterans hospital. So one thing that we like, took that history, we actually made it, like, a haunted, like, escape room where a nurse was angry. You had to, like, appease the angry spirit of the nurse. Because, you know, teens love that sort of thing. And so we've done other more serious topics, though, too. So we did a panel on the Me Too movement about a year ago, where we invited different people from the community, so from the Women's Resources Center and the YWCA, the University of Illinois, as different people who had work that was influenced by the Me Too movement, which is, you know, the movement that was started recently, especially in the U.S., but I don't know how global it was, mm-hmm. where powerful figures were being held more accountable for any sort of sexual transgressions mm-hmm. that had been made in the past. So we had a panel on that and spoke specifically how does that affect the lives of high school students and the uni high students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Me Too is now is as a news popular, but in the high school, you said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The students themselves asked for that. So I have a student library advisory committee, and we call them slackers, and they advise on what kind of programming would teens like to see.
For the high school student, in high school student, the library, for them, what kind of space? Or more relaxed?
Oh, that's a great question.
Sleep?
all of the above, right? So some students can't come in because it's the one space in the school where they can, like, really focus, especially in the back. We have more quiet spaces. Mm-hmm. But in the front, we have comfy chairs. So sometimes students, they do nap, and they kind of need it. So I don't wake them up. but then other students will be collaborating or playing games in the front room.
So we try,
in the front room. Mm-hmm. So we try to have like different sections serve different needs. Mm-hmm. But overall, we really want the library to be a space where people feel like it's their space. Mm. They're welcome, no matter what. Especially, for marginalized students or students who are shy and kind of introverted, I feel like library can really serve as a space that is really like. Yeah, just necessary for them because they might not be getting that sort of space other places in the school.
Yeah,
so that's what I think of when I'm trying to design the space in the library to serve the needs of students.
Yeah, thank you. Then how about the zine?
I know. So zines, we have a couple of updates. Mm. We just got a zine library section in our as a smaller part of the bigger library at Uni High. Mm. So for the past 2 years, the sophomore English class has been doing a unit where the students are, you know, taught about the history of zines. They do a small like a paper or like a some sort of assignment where they have to present what they've learned about the history of zines, which is a fascinating history. If those who are listening out there want to find out more about zines, it has such potential for expressing yourself politically as well as beyond politics, but music and artistically. It's a really rich history. So the students learn about that, and then they create their own zines in groups of three or four. And then at the very end of class, they need to make multiple copies of that zine so they could distribute it throughout the school. So the zine library that we have now in the Uni High, it has all of the student zines there. So it's really representative of what are uni students concerned about and what are they thinking about. So that's really exciting. And then I'm also going to be integrating zines more into my teaching. So as a librarian, I also teach two classes, Computer Literacy 1 and 2. And so especially for Computer Literacy 1, I'm going to have them demonstrate their learning about information literacy through and they have the option of making a zine. So that'll be very fun, and I'll report back on how that goes.
They're making zines.
Yes.
But the usual English class, also they write.
Right.
But how different making zine and such kind of usual class?
Oh, that's great. Yes. Yeah. So zines can be very, some zines are more text heavy, but a lot of the ones that the students created had a lot of imagery and had like a collage feel. And I think that's just great that the English teacher is open to different forms of expression because it's not like he's not assessing their writing skills in other ways. Mm. So he just has other parts of the class where he's doing that. But he always reserves a part of his class to do something that's a bit more experimental, stuff that other English teachers might not traditionally do. Mm-hmm. So
more expressive.
Yeah, more expressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that just really speaks to our sophomore English teacher, Dr. Philip Ernstmeyer, his willingness to try new ideas.
Mm-hmm. In Japanese students love draw manga. Like how about Yunihara students?
Yeah, so we have a club dedicated to anime and manga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And we have a really large manga section in the library.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Yeah. And I definitely want to read more manga in the future. But right now, I really love what I read of Black Butler.
Yeah. We watch the anime. Right. Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we watch it. Then at the end of the about your archive activities.
Oh, yes, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to the archive, which is really maintained by my colleague, Paul Kallenheimer. And in terms of archives in the library, so we house pretty much the history of the entire Uni High School in our library in like a specific archive section.
Mm.
And the Uni High Centennial is going to be coming up. Mm. So, yeah, actually right now the school's about 98 years old. So in 2 years, it'll be 100 years old. So for the centennial celebration, the library is going to play a really huge role in bringing out some of the information we have from the archive and really displaying it and showing the evolution of the school over time.
So exciting time. Then for the future, what you were doing as a librarian? What are your project?
Oh, well, so what am I going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for my teaching or for
anything? Teaching as a librarian.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to collaborate more with the U of I libraries, and definitely, yeah, like. Well, like we have such rich resources on campus we could be tapping more into.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really want to just get, well, kind of continue, but maybe do more so, like, elevating the voices of students in terms of any sort of activism that they want to do or just, yeah, projects that they want to see happening in the library. I want to make sure that they're represented because they know what's best for them, and I believe in trusting in the voices of teens.
It's more voice from students.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I love the Zine Library, because it really shows, what it gives the students very clear voice in that sort of form.
Their voice.
Even after they graduate.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Then the last music.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bit longer, but could you explain the last music?
Malukai by Mbwangana Star. I haven't had to actually say that out loud because I just listen to it a lot. but I love that song because I'm a dancer, so I really love belly dance. Mm-hmm. But I also really love African dance, too, so I took a lot of West African dancing. Not so much the past couple of years, but especially before then and before I had my daughter, I was doing a lot of West African dancing. So it just reminds me of that and also reminds me of summer. So I just love that song.
Oh, so again, pronounce Mbwangana.
Malukai by Mbwangana Star.
という曲です。どうぞお願いします。Thank you very much for coming for Harukana Show, Tommy.
Yeah, I had an amazing time. Thank you all so much for having me.
So then, WRFU is an open forum for the Champaign community. Please expect those speakers and not to visit WRFU, Urban Champaign Independent Media Center, which is Urban Socialist Forum. Thank you very much for listening. Harukana Show from WRFU Urban. This is the time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you soon. Bye-bye.